Learning Masech the Zivam is Daf Kuf Aleph Amin Aleph for starting the 12th Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. When we first discussed the Inyan of Chalitza, the Mishnah calls it Mitzvah Chalitza, the Mitzvah of Chalitza. A lot of times also the Gemara refers to Chalitza as a Mitzvah. Like the end of the first Perek of Becheiris, it says Mitzvah Yibim Kedemis to Mitzvah Chalitza. Now you have a choice which Mitzvah to do, Yibim is Kedemis to Mitzvah Chalitza. The Gemara early in the second Perek, then had it said that you don't say Seder Chalitza, say Bim, because Evshe B'Chalitza, and then it says Chalitza B'makim Yibam Lav Mitzvahi. Al Kapanim, it's Mashman that Be'etzim Chalitza is a mitzvah. So the Mashmai says that Chalitza is a mitzvah, not just the Hechatimsa that she wants him Mutu L'Shuk, she's only Mutu with Chalitza. There's a mitzvah to do Chalitza if you don't do Yibam. I saw in the Berachas Avram, he says that the Grach, he says, heard B'Shem the Grach, such a Diyak, that Mitzvah Chalitza is Mashman, Chalitza Be'etzim is a mitzvah. Now really the Gemara in the fourth parak, the Flamites, is mashman away very clear. The Gemara is discussing what's better, Chalitza's gadol or Bias Kata. Yibam is certainly a mitzvah. If Chalitza is not a mitzvah, what's the Havimin that Chalitza's gadol is better than Bias Kata? And then even the Maskana, it says that Bias Kata is better, but the Gemara is shayla, if Chalitza's gadol is better than Chalitza's Kata. Chay is only shayach if it's a mitzvah, if it's a matir, so mayna afkimin if the gadol does it or the katan does it. Also, the Gemara says that he shouldn't wait for the gadol because shuyim mitzvah lei mashinan. You see, klada chalitza is a mitzvah, shuyim mitzvah lei mashinan. You see that you don't push off the mitzvah of chalitza. If chalitza is only a matter, there wouldn't be a tzad to say shuyim mitzvah lei mashinan. See, bechlal, all the dinim of chalitza, like the kriya, the rikika, and all these things that the Gemara is mavur is not ma'akiv the heter. The heter is there even without a rikika, without a kriya. So what are these dinim? The dinim is also mitzvah. The mitzvah is chalitza is done with these dinim. The matter could be even without them. And maybe you could say about that even if chalitza be'etzim is not a mitzvah, but if you're doing using chalitza to matir l'shuk, there's a mit din l'chatchila to do it in this life. And I saw the Eini Yantif who discusses this was matcha that way. Eini Yantif simen kufayin vav. The Netziv and Hamik Shela showed the Kuvnan Dalad Aisal if he brings Rai from the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin Nafi Dalad wants to know, how do you know that Chalitza is Matir? The Gemara Darshins from the Pasuk in the parish of Chalitza, Chalitza is Matir, once she's called, she's Uchel L'Chol Yisrael. So what's the tzad? What's the other tzad that Chalitza is not Matir? So Rashi says, maybe it's just the mitzvah chalitza they have a chiyuv to do, and the emissary, she doesn't come with the l'shuk. The l'shiyesh, the mesa, chutz l'shuk, is even with chalitza. So al kapanim in the havim in the chalitza is manish the mitzvah. It's b'chal not a matir. The maskan is a shigal deichik to say that now it's not a mitzvah b'chal, it's only a matir. The chayr, all these are the yukim, that chalitza is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do chalitza. It's a mitzvah to do yibam. And if yibam is not done, there's al kapanim a mitzvah to do chalitza. Now, what's interesting is like this. The Paiskim discuss, let's say the Yavama doesn't want to get married. Do we still do Chalitza? Do we still force her to do Chalitza? The Shulchan Aruch Eved Ezra Simon Kuf Samaches of Gimel says the following. Yavama Shetava Yavam Lachlitz. The Yavam says, I want to make Chalitza. The Yena writes, Elishar Aguna. She wants to remain in Aguna. She doesn't want Chalitza. Ain't Shaymanla. We don't listen to her. Afilo Hayu Ayavam Nasa. Even if the Yavam is married, we kai for her to do chalitza. And what's the makar? The makar is in the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Yibam Perek Beis Halacha Design. But the Rambam says a reason for it. The Rambam says, Shayavam Aimala calls manchats a kukuli a nice and leisha. I won't be able to get married if I don't do chalitza. And even if he's already married, first of all, maybe he wants to marry somebody else. Or maybe it will cause a meriva b'terech beisiv me'avam, the Rambam says. And the Beis Yosef brings a similar thing from the Tshuva Siran, Simen Samech Aleph. Also, you can't even do chalitza because the Yavam could have a taina. I don't want this Isha to be zakuk to me. I want to get married to someone else, and that would be a problem. Or even if he is already married, but my marriage might be if negatively affected by the fact that I'm zakuk to this Isha. So the Rambam says that the Tshuva Siran and the Tshuva Sadesh and Simen Eshkaf also all say the same thing. So the Beis Shmuel is medayik from these Rishayim, the Rambam, the Ran, and the Tshuva Sadesh. Let's say the Yavam also doesn't want to be chalitz. Let's say neither of them want to be chalitz. Should Beis Din get involved and tell them they have to be chalitz? He said, no. Hey, yes, we have to find the reason why the Yavam has a taina that the Yavama should be chalitz. In them state, if the Yavam himself doesn't want, neither of them want, so then they're not. And the Chacham Tzvi speaks about it in Siman Aleph. They're discussing a katlanis. Let's say Isha already, this is the second time that her husband died, so she's a katlanis. She's not allowed to get married to anyone else. So the Chacham Tzvi says, we do not do chalitza on a katlanis, because she's not allowed to get married, so why should we do chalitza? And the Nachla Shiva also brings it. And the Rebbe Yitzchak Elchanan also speaks about it by Barichas. He has a big tshuva, Sefer Ein, his tshuva is Ein Yitzchak. And he says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Afyotesim in Beis says that a melech, lecheles v'cholzen l'ishtai. Melech doesn't have to be cheles because it's not covered of the melech. And ein cholzen l'ishtai, Rashi says, because no one's allowed to marry the aman of a melech. So let's say a melech dies without children. You do not do chalitza on his wife. Rashi says, because she can't get married. Why? What about the mitzvah of chalitza? Right? We're not talking about a melech. We're talking about the melech's brother. He could do chalitza. The Teretz says, v'aistais, when the ish is not allowed to get married, you do not do chalitza. So it seems from there that chalitza you only do when someone's interested. Either the yavam is interested in getting married, she could be today the yavam to do even more chalitza, or if the yavam's interested in getting married, or the yavam doesn't want this isha to be zakak to him. Now the Beis Shmuel says that the zayar is mashman is achiv. It means the zayar that's mashman is achiv. Next time sefer in Evan Ezra Chelik Beis Simon Pehei, he also talks about it. He says no. He says what the zayar means is that there's a big taiva to the nesham of the mace. If to do chalitza, the Zayah is ma'arech that the chalitza gives a menucha to the neshama and the mace before the chalitza has no menucha. And it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah saseh. It's an inyan. It's a taiva to the neshama of the mace. It means a raya because the Zayah says that the only time the neshama will be at rest is if they have a child. That's the lashon in the Zayah. Or if they do chalitza. But what if they don't have a child? What if you have an older couple and instead of doing chalitza they decide to do yibum? They're not going to have a child. So that's it. They shouldn't do yibum. They should dafka do chalitza. Teretz says the chalitza is a taiva for the neshama. So he says like this. He says this is what he did by an older couple. There was a case. An older couple was nifter. The husband was nifter at an old age. He never had children, and he had a brother, and they were both very old. And there was no real plan of either the yavam or the yavam to get remarried. And he told them the following. He says, you're not mechuyev to give chalitza, but you should know, just like, of course, you light your yahrzeit candle, you do other things, the taivas, the mace, it's even a bigger taiva. If you do chalitza, it will be a tremendous nachas ruach to neshama of your late husband. And she listened to him, and she did chalitza. But he said, there's no mitzvah, they don't have a mitzvah to do chalitza. So this would all be mashma, as takach chayish tikul shver. The feel that we were mechuyev a little bit, we said the word mitzvah chalitza is mashma that way. And the sugya in the fourth parak that discusses chalitza's gadol and chalitza's katan, the sugya that says shuyim mitzvah le'mashinan, the gemara in kedushin declares that chalitza's bechlal not a matter. It sounds like there's a mitzvah to do chalitza, and here the achrayim, the Beis Shmuel, and the Nachla Shiva and the Chacham Tzvi and the Chassam Sefer and the Ritzel Gelchanan, they're all naming on that no, there's no inyan to do chalitza. I mean, inyan there is an inyan al pi nezayir, but there's no mitzvah to say their aisa achiv to do chalitza. If no one's interested in getting married. Now there are achrayim, the inigantiv simukuf ayivav, the nitziv that we mentioned, hamik shela, shilde kufnin dalet eis aleph, and there's a sefer in the Rambam called Sefer Akevitz, on the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yibim, and they say no, it's a mitzvah gemurah, if you don't even mechliv, to do chalitza, even if no one wants to get married, and if they don't do chalitza, it's a bittul mitzvah sasei, it's a bittul mitzvah sasei. The Sefer Akevitz brings a raya, because you see by Yibim we say a sefer chalitza sasei, right? Now, if you're going to say that if they're not interested in Yibim or Chalitza, there's no Chiyuv, there's a Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Mem, that by the Ma'anis, you don't say, if someone's Ma'anis, a Isha, and the Isha's a Suratim, and Ares is a Suratim, he's not allowed to get married. In fact, the Gemara, why don't you say, the Asay of Loisil Isha should be Deichad Alav of Mamzeris, or whatever it is. And the Gemara says, because if she doesn't want to get married, there's no Asay. So you see from there, whenever the Asay is, that if you don't want to get married, there's no Asay, so you don't say the chalitza. The vice is even if you're not interested. So I think it's not mamash araya, because the Kaivitz Aris explains, right? The shaila is like this. That's klar. If someone doesn't do yibum and he does chalitza, he's not a mevatel mitzvah say l'kuli alma. Right? The Torah says, "Marat yitzish lakas v'devalsim te'ashar." You can do that. Right? So if someone doesn't do yibum and does chalitza, he's not a mevatel say. So what's the pshat that it's called a say the chalitza? So we mentioned this then. Rabbi Chanan, Kavitzari Simi Yadalit says, for a Seder Chalitza, you don't need a bittul asay. You don't need that the pshat is without the say there'll be a bittul. The kiyam alone is good enough. As long as it's a kiyam asay, If it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, you can have the same Kiyum Asay without being Deichel Alav, so then that's not called Nasei Deichel Asay. But let's say the only way you can do a Kiyum Asay is like David Alav, even though by not doing Nasei, it won't be a Bittel Asay. You have an Eitzah, how it shouldn't be a Bittel Asay. So there, the Kiyum Asay alone is Deichel. So by the Einis, the Pshat is there, if she doesn't want to get married, there's Bechal no Kiyum Asay. There's no Kiyum Asay if she doesn't want. The Kiyum Asay is, it's a Benel Nechaveroi that she has a right to demand him to marry her. But here, it's a mitzvah zivum, it's a mitzvah say. They don't want, they're not being mevatel an asay. But al kapanim, there's a kiyum asay, so memela, that's what is asay dechaleis asay. But al kapanim, like we said though, the arishayim, the Rambam, and the Tshuvas Aran, and the Tshuvas Hadeshin are klar mashma, that if nobody's interested, we don't do chalitza, because they explain the reason why we force the yavam do chalitza when the yavam wants is because he will have a hard time getting married, or if he's already married, he'll have a hard time marrying another wife, or he'll have shalom bayis problems with his wife. So you see, klar, they're not forcing because of the mitzvah. Bayis is not a vital mitzvah. I think the arishayim, the amashma like these achrayim, l'mashal the sefer achinuch. The sefer achinuch at the end of mitzvah tafkav tzaniches, the mitzvah of yibam, he says va'ayver lev lo yibam yivimtai kolay meshlei ba le bia achash yigam mitzvah say oishlei pachu b'chalitza bittel aseizum. He says, the mitzvah Yibam, if the Yavim doesn't do Yibam, or at least Chalitza, he's Mevatel Asay, and also in mitzvah Tavkav Tzadik Tes, the mitzvah Chalitza, he says, Va'ayvra alzeh, v'leirotza li'avim yivimtai, v'loyul v'lachleitz, v'roya levavai, bittel asay, so we have to know what it means, v'roya levavai, but he's klar mashma, that if he doesn't want to do Yibam or Chalitza, he's Mevatel Asay. And the Beis Yosef also brings it, he brings, even though he brings the Ran and the Tshuvas Hadeshin that we mentioned in the Rambam, but he also brings the Matzasi Kasov, which it seems to be a Tshuvas Maram Rutenberg, which is discussing this inyan about whether we force the Yavama to do the Yibam, and he mentions, Maishna Mishar Mitzvah say, this is a Perek Ashoy, the Makanesh Shetetz in Afshay. So the Chayr, it sounds like he holds that not only mitzad practical considerations, the Yavama like owes it to the Yavama to do Chalitza, Maishna Mishar Mitzvah say. So the Mashmois of the Sefer Achinuch and the Maram Rutenberg that's brought in the Beis Yosef, B'Shem the Matzasi Kasov, is like these achrayim, the Sefer HaKovitz and the Tziv and the Einigyantim and held that there is a mitzvah say. But what's pshat in the other rishayim and the Peskim? And that seems to me the Ikar Psak Halacha, the Beis Shmuel and the Chacham Tzvi, the Nachal Shiva, the Chassam Sefer, the Rebbe Zvi Chanan, they all naming on that when you have an older couple who are not interested in getting married, you don't have to do chalitza. What's the pshat? Why is it in a bittul asay? We brought a lot of achrayim that chalitza is a mitzvah. I think the pshat's like this. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. And how do you know it's a mitzvah kiyumis? Because since the Torah said, "Mleach mitzvah shel kachas zivimtai," and he's allowed to do that, even though we now mechalitza makim yibam la mitzvah, vice is the mitzvah yibam is not a mitzvah of a chiyuv. If a person doesn't want to get married to the yavam, he doesn't have to. Who within chalitza is that way? That's a dinamon. It's not the pshat that you can do chalitza because it's a kiyum mitzvah of makim yibam. No. The Torah is telling you that even though there's a din yavam yavay olam, and she can't get married without it, and it's a kiyum mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you don't do the mitzvah, you're not over on the bittul. I think a good dogma is afreshes tshuma. The Torah says, yimuchliyiv tim afresh tshuma. There's a big shaila. What's the din if somebody has tvua that he grew in his land, and he's not planning on eating it bechlal? Is he being mevatel asay by not being mafresh tshuma? Can he, if he's not going to eat it, he's just going to leave it? Is he being mevatel on asay by not being mafresh tshuma? I think there's a big tzad to say no. Even though avad hafresh tshuma is a mitzvah say, and giving to a kain is a mitzvah say, and that's a mitzvah say, there it says, it's a mitzvah say, but it's not the pshat that you're to bittel asay if you don't do it. The pshat is it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and the Torah is going to enforce you to do it because that's the only way that you could eat the tvua. But if let's say you're not planning on eating the tvua, so come to see, not being mevatel on asay by not doing it, that's what I think. Akapanim, the Zichasam Sheet is that way. You can say the same thing by Yibam. The Torah starts off that way. We're enforcing the Yibam or Chalitza by asking the woman to marry anybody else. Hanavada, what the Torah wants is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Yibam. And if not for the mitzvah is Yibam, the mitzvah is Chalitza. But to make it a bittul asay, that if you don't do it like a chiyav, like a kafta de gavra, that if you don't do it, mevatel asay, that's nisht. The Torah was tailored this mitzvah say in the hetter for the isha, and that would enforce that normally it would be done. But let's say the hetter of the isha is not negeya, so then there's no bittul asay by not doing the even the chalitza. Kainir is the pshat in the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ran, the Chumash Sedeshin, and the Paiskin that are saying that if they don't want to get married, there is no inyan of chalitza. Now the Mishnah says mitzvah chalitza b'shloishin dayanim v'afilu shloishin adyaitis, and the Gemara asks the kashum achem v'afilu shloishin adyaitis dayanim lamali. If you could have three adyaitis, why say shloishin dayanim? They have to go and file in the kriya to the Yavam and the Yavama, that the Yavam has to read Mein Yavami Lakum Achav Shem Yisola Avayami and Kachay Aslishu Shev Nisbeisachim V'chuli, and the Dayanim have to read it for her that she could read it properly. Now, why dafka that? Taisa says Av L'Shay Dvarim Ein Tzarich Shibikim Ben. They don't have to know all the other Hilchas Chalitza. They didn't do it correctly. They can ask b'kiyim. They're not going to be able to reenact the kriya to be able to ask if they did the kriya properly. So Taisus is mavur that the dayanim don't have to know hilchas chalitza. Hadyaitis akipshutai. That they don't. That's it. They don't know anything. They know how to be makra kein dayanim. They know they could able to read. In those days, it wasn't a given because they didn't have nekudas with the svarim that they had in the days of the Tanan, and they had to know the words, and they had to know the words with the correct nekudas, and what it meant, you know, in order to say it properly. But that's it. But other hilchas chalitza, they don't have to know. They can do the best they can, and ask b'kiyim what whether they did it correctly. Now the Ritva was bothered. He says, even though we're learning out from a pasuk that you don't need smuchin, because the Chari is deming on like this. We have a din by certain dinim that you need smuchim. You need dafka smuchim. That's the Sanhedrin is smuchim. They need smicha to be done dine knasais and to be done malchus and misa. And dine mammonis don't need smuchim. That could be midrash. They do. There's a whole sugi in Sanhedrin. But on kapanim, yeshvi kranis apostle, someone who doesn't know the halacha, is the apostle to be dayanim. So, factory dvar. So, how could they be dayanim here? The yeshvi kranis. Even if you have a pasuk telling you don't need smuchin, but how could you also say you don't need gemiri? You don't need people that don't know the halachas, and the actual people don't even know the halachas. So, dvar explains the gemara says sheyedim lahakris kein dayanim means that they know all the halachas chalitza, and yedim lahakris is just an example that they know the whole seder. They know when the kriya is supposed to be and how to do the kriya correctly. That's like a higher sophistication. And Kol Shekein, they know all the other halachas. But they do have to know the halachas. And as they state in the Muki Yosef, he brings it from the Ritva, the Paiskim had the Muki Yosef. And the Beis Yosef brings the Machlekes. He says, the Tur just says, Yehidim Lahakris. So the Stimus Divri Atur is Mashma like Tesis, that you don't need to know the other halachas. But the Muki Yosef was not the way, but the Shulchan Aruch is Seisim Yehidim Lahakris. So that's Mashma that he paskins like Tesis. And the Grah says the Mashmai said the Gemara is like the Ritva, because since you need a ribui to be ma'abed yaitis, without the ribui, then the Havamin is a need smuchim, so mehechatesa to be makshi yeshvi kranix, right? Even if you don't need mumchim, right? Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Gimel, says even if you don't need mumchim, al kapani mini gemiri. Now maybe the pshat's like this. Maybe I would say that by dine mumminis, then there's a psul of yeshvi kranix, because they talk after paskin, they talk after be machriya. They have to decide the halacha. Someone who's incompetent in halacha can't decide halacha. Shekei chalitza, he just had to be there. It has to be memayim mit gimel. The guy who brings Yerushalmi is mashbeklai. It's only because of kriya, and not because they actually have to know the halachas. Now the Rambam, Hilchos Yibum, Perek Dal halachatez Zayin, he says, b'di'evin, if yichaltzav ne'gimel am ha'erch, eni meidim lahakris, chalitzasek sheir. That's what he says. B'di'evin, the whole din that you need Yehidim Lahakris, the din lechatchila. And as they passed in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. Now how do you know that? So the Mashal says the whole Kriya is not Makiv. If the Kriya is not Makiv, so even if they were a Makrib, it's kosher. So Yehidim Lahakris is just they should be able to do a good job. And it's not Makiv because the Kriya is not Makiv. The Gayin says a little different. The Gayin says, Mitzvah Chalitza, Rishlash Yadiyanam, Fila Shlash Yadiyatais, the din dayanim is yed lakers kain dayanim. It says mitzvah chalitza, meaning the chatchila the chalitza should be done b'shloisha dayanim. But the shaila is, what about according to the Ritva? According to the Ritva, it's not just the requirement of kriya; it's requirement of all chalitza. Is that ma'akev? The magia in the Ritva, the Baron Yafin, Chavin Rosh Yeshiva, He's medayik from the Bia Agro. He brought the Bia Agro that says that he thinks Pshat in the Ritva is because Be'etzim Dayanim have to be Gemiri. And even if we have a Pasuk telling you that you don't need Smuchim, you don't need that they should have actually Smicha to Dan Dinei Krasus. But Al Kolpanim, who says that you don't need Gemiri? So according to the Ritva that says you Taka need Gemiri, and that's what Yachal Akers means, it's Mashman that he's saying it's possible to have it, just like Dinei Maminis. The Ksais is also mashed away. The Ksais in Zayin Sifkat and Beis, he's discussing about Tzumen, but he mentions that Derech Agav, that we only have a Pasuk telling you that they don't need Mumchim, but you still need Gemiri. And he says, the Ksais mentions that according to Taisis, that also you don't even need Gemiri, he thinks because the Maskan and the Gemara learned that from Yisrael, and Yisrael means Yisrael called who? So Mele, you do have a limit for that. But the Ritvan that didn't hold that way, the Ritvan that held that they have to know Allah is because Legari from Dinim Amenis, that could be even b'di'evit. Now there's a Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis says that Yehidim Lahakris came the on and works b'shas atchak. Had Yehidis enu chacham, lash Yehidim kriyas lashem, achlisim b'tarizim b'shas atchak. Which is mashmah, if they don't know the lashem, even b'shas atchak it's asir. Which l'chari is a little bit shver with the Rambam in Yad that we mentioned, that says b'di'evit it's kasher. Unless you say that l'chatchila, it's only kasher b'shas adchak, but the evidence kasher even not b'shas adchak. I'm not sure. I mean, that b'shas adchak, you could use yedim lakris, and if it's not, and even b'shas adchak, you can use any yedim lakris, but if you did, the evidence is good. But you see, the Aruch Haner is bothered because it's really coming from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi has a different teres to the Gemara's kasher. The Gemara's kasher was, if a yait this work, why are they called dayanim? So the Shami says, l'chachili you need dayanim, and b'di'evid, yait the makris is good enough. That's l'chari what the Rambam is saying, but according to the Bavli, it's mashmas even l'chachila. So by me, it's a little bit shver also, that Taisus said holds, that the chlal, they don't have to know the halachas, if b'di'evid is kasha, even if they don't know how to read, so what's the pshat that they have to know how to read? That's l'chachila. L'chachila, it's good? It's good l'chachila? To have the yonim that don't know hilchas chalitza doing the chalitza, it sounds a little dachuk to me. The chayyidah should be din al kavanah lechachila. You have to know halachas, unless it's differences in what's called the chatchila. Now, as if the chazal would make a takana that no one who doesn't know hilchas chalitza, well, they did make a takana. No one who doesn't know how to be makre could do the chalitza. So, let's say in this town you don't have anyone like that. So the pshat is they wouldn't be able to do the chalitza, but the evidence would work. But l'chachila, you wouldn't have to do it. You'd have to wait until someone comes along that knows the halachas. So avad l'chachila means if you could have somebody that knows halachas, of course that's the correct thing. But is it din that the chalitza could be administered by someone who knows the halachas, even if he doesn't know the rest of the l'chas chalitza? Nafkamina, that you don't have to wait, you don't have to put it on hold until you find someone who knows halachas. Maybe that's boo for what the Rambam means, b'shas atchak. It doesn't mean it's a din that's only mutter b'shas atchak. It means, if I don't have anyone else, so you can do this, l'chadchila. That's what I think the pshat is. Now the Gemara learns it out because it says zakenim, and zakenim means two, v'ein bezin shakal mesif l'aydechot. So Tais asks the kasha the following question. He says, he understands by chalitza, what's the pshat, ein bezin shakal mesif l'aydechot. Because there are a lot of different machlekes in the ben chalitza. So you need the yanim to paskin the different machlekes in the ben chalitza. Masha'en Kain, by smicha, the Pahalim Davish Al-Tzibur, it says that the Zakenim go and they do smicha on the Pahalim Davish Al-Tzibur, and they also it says it's Kainim Ishnaim, the aim doesn't shaka masifa nechat. So, Shalas, where's the machlaik is there doing smicha? What is the discussion? So, he says two terutz. One terutz is the machlaik is if you need b'chol kaicha in that, which is interesting. Where does he find such a machlaik is? But that's what he says. And the second terutz is the b'chol duch the minarel, the bezin, aim bezin shaka. That ain't bezin shakal, a bezin can't be an even number, is a din. Whenever you need royal a bezin, even if there's no din to be machriya. So Taisus Lachar is tut stadim, and he say this to a question. Very often the Gemara says, how do you know a certain number for bezin? Because the Pasuk says a certain number, the ain't bezin shakal. So mesif l'aynechad, what's this din of ain't bezin shakal, a bezin can't be an even number, because you won't be able to achriya al pirayv? Is it a practical din that we have to have in a bezin that if there is a disagreement in the bezin, there'll be a machriya, because if you have an even number, so the disagreement might end up without achra, because half of the bezin can be on this side, half of the bezin on that side. No, that's not the din. We want the bezin to be ba'ivin, that when there's a disagreement, there'll be, since it's an odd number, so there'll be hechik, we arrive, according to one side. Is that the pshat? Well, no. It's Xeris Akasiv. Vezins can't be even. It's not Xeris Akasiv. Nothing to do with being pile of being Machriya. The Sefer, the Likud Sefer, Derech Yom, all the Likud Sefer, he's Mitzayin the Rishash, and Sinejim that Beis of a Beis. Rashi there is Mavur, like the first Sad that was saying, that the Yusayid of Ein Vezin Shakal is a practical thing. We have to be able to Mekayim the Din that the Bezin will pass on Al Pi Echot. And the Rishash says that he himself won't learn this Pshat, because the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, Lintais. Lintais means a Sei Bezin Night, the Gemara of Gimel and Beis and Sinejim. So Stam can be Xeris Akasav, that it can't be even. I say Bezin Naita, make a Bezin, which is uneven, so it's Naita. But not because practically they have to pass Kanal Piyachot. But Rashi the Gufam says, I say Bezin Naita, Shibinati Acharabim, that has to be practical, give me Naita Acharabim. L'chari, that's the Machlaikis of two Turetzim. The Shalas had to learn the Xeris Akasav, the Gemara Linsa from Basak Linta, says, say Bezin Naita. Does that mean we need a bezin that's roi to mekayim the din of going basarayv, mashenkim and it's shakol, there might not be a rayv one way or the other? Or no, there's exeris akasa, they need a bezin night, they need a bezin of an odd number rather than an even number. That's the chayyot tut stadim of Taisus here. But what's bothering me is like this. According to the tzad, that it's a practical thing, and Taisus says we can understand chalitza because there's a lot of machalikas in. I don't understand smicha zakenim and the pound of zibu is the machalikas, and he says there also is a machalikas of achal kaychay. L'chayr the bechal not being machriya, but from the way Taisus learned that they don't have to not don't have to be baki in halacha, especially like the Ritva. The Ritva was saying they have to be baki in halacha, and from if we learn that that's likuva, so the Ritva maybe is learning is a bezdin here. There's a bezdin has to be machriya. This chalitz is good, and that's why he's comparing it to dinei mamonis. So just like dinei mamonis, if they don't know the halacha of bechal not the yanim chalitz, or if they know the halacha of bechal not the yanim, because they have to be machriya. So maybe you could say, good, how do you give me a machriya? Maybe it'll be a machlaik. You've seen, ein bezin shakal. You need that the bezin shouldn't be even sushmeel to machriya. But according to Taisi, b'chal don't know the halachas. They could always ask somebody else, but they're not being machriya. They don't have halachas b'chal. They just not have halachas came down them. So if they're not being machriya b'chal, so even if there's machlaik is in, might have to mean it to them the machlaik is in. It's a din. There has to be three people, like Adam Akuman. There has to be a maimon of three people. What's the pshat? I found this kasha in the Birchs of Ram, Ram Rolenga. He asked this kasha, he's mefabel a little bit about it. He says like this, he says that Hayais of Bezdin means the pile to be machriya, and that's the site of what a Bezdin normally is. So here, we're being marbe hadyait, this is being marbe, they don't have to be machriya for no valacha, but al-kapana, the din Bezdin is a Bezdin that's being machriya, even though they're not being machriya. Interesting pshat. Al-Kopanim, I saw he has the Al-Kopanim, I saw he has the Ara.